Let's start with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray your blessings on the words as we speak them and as we hear them, that we fulfill your purpose in our lives. Amen. So, today is Laity Sunday. It's defined by the Methodist General Conference as a special Sunday to celebrate the ministry of all Christians. And it's traditionally celebrated this third Sunday in October, and it's the way that the Methodist Church can celebrate its conviction that we are all called to participate in God's mission, not just the clergy and the professionals, but we're all called to his mission, and we live this calling through the ministry of the church, our song. We are the church. You are the church. It's not the building. It's the people. It's the spirit that we have that creates the church. There's plenty of buildings around. We have a beautiful one, and it makes things a little bit more special, but we could manage if we didn't have it. And Laity Sunday is not a new innovation of the church. It's been a part of the church calendar, the Methodist church calendar, since the 1920s. Because we go back to the history of John Wesley, who believed the people needed to be the church. It honors the call of the Christians and the ministries, the teaching, the faith, the reaching into the community, the witnessing to all of our people around us, the witnessing the gospel, and working to transform lives. If you didn't already, and if you haven't colored it all, I've done all the tic-tac-toes, everything, look at your bulletin cover. I have a different color than yours. Yours is green. And this is the theme as set forth by the General Conference. It says, therefore, go with hope. And hope here is an acronym for standing for the 4 years. They set up the quadrennial, so they give us the theme for 4 years. And we're in year three of this quadrennium. And we have looked at how we can go with hospitality. We've looked how we can go through offering Christ. And this year we're looking at how we can go through purpose. Next year, just to, if you want to write that down in case you want to worry about next year, it's engagement. But it's important that we see that we go through hope, go with hope through purpose. So growing in faith through participation in the means of grace. And that's just a lot of words. How do we do that? You participate. You're here. When I asked everybody today to do something part of this service, I didn't get one no. I'd be honored. I'd love to. That's so thrilling that we have people that are willing to do that. Step up. That's what makes us special, that we can step up. It's our vocation. Everybody has a vocation. You may be a teacher, you may be an attorney, you may be a bricklayer, you may be a horticulturist or a green thumb. But our vocation also is that we want to share God's gospel, the good news. We proclaim it, we grow in it, and embody the good news, saving the love of Jesus Christ. And as we offer the good news to all that we come in contact with, some days are better than others. Some days we don't feel like sharing the good news. Sometimes it's just one too many people honk their horn at you or cut you off, and it's just not a good day. But we try to embody Christ's light in whatever we do, whatever we share. And it's something that we grow in. It's not, we talked in Sunday school this morning about reaching a point, but we don't ever finish. It's a growth process. We're always growing. We can always do more. So we go through life with a purpose. And our job, our vocation as Christians, as members of the Methodist Church, is to nurture persons in Christian living through worship, the sacraments, taking Holy Communion, our spiritual disciplines, reading Upper Room, studying your scripture, and all other means that we continue to grow. It's not stagnant. You just don't come to church on Sunday and say, oh, checked off the list, I'm good. There's other things that you can do. Just envision it and grow with it. One Sunday a year, we celebrate what Methodists claim is a 24/7 reality. It's not just on Sundays. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Our job is to be a good Christian. We are the light. We are God's hands. We are His feet. We are the reason. We are the purpose. We go throughout. We do everything for Him. We are the priesthood of all believers. And that's rooted in the passage from the Old Testament, from the New Testament in 1 Peter. He says, you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. That wasn't just for the clergy, that was for everybody. Our book of discipline, our rule book for the United Methodist Church, says all Christians are called to minister wherever Christ would have them serve and witness in deeds and words that heal and free. In today's scripture that Lyndon read, Paul's warning Timothy about future false teachers. He can rely on the words that he learned, the scriptures that his mother and grandmother taught him, that Paul taught him. Those are all the true scripture, God's word. They were taught to them, and they belong, and they are true, and they are right. And he reminds him as he ends to always do the work of an evangelist and carry out the ministry fully. And that's what we do. It's our job to carry that out fully. And do we believe this? Is that our belief motto? We're often tempted to see the laity as the temps, the real agents of grace are the professional clergy, those who work on the church staff, those who have a degree that have studied it. But I'm here to tell you that laypersons are not just temps and are used as needed. They aren't just volunteers. We ask for volunteers. Yes, you're a volunteer. But you're more than that. We're not just an occasional helper. You are an occasional helper with your hands, and you're here at 7 o'clock for the giveaway to help carry all that stuff to put outside. But you're more than that. You're the agents of holy love in this world, in this community, every day. And the implications of that are profound in our commission of faith. When you think about it, one smile to someone, one helping hand to someone, just a kind word expresses God's love to them. It may be the first time they've ever seen it. A child that may not know what love, real love is. The witness of us as the laity is the Christ-like examples of everyday living and sharing those experiences of the gospel. We come to know Christ and we grow with it and we go with it. You need to share what you do. Sit here, absorb. I had a nun friend tell me once that you have to come to church, to the worship service, because we're like sponges. And you soak up as much spiritual guidance as you can get while you're here. And then all week long you go out and squeeze it out into the world. And you come back next week and you refill your cup. You refill your sponge with all the love and the grace that you can get so that you can share it in the world. If you let yourself run dry, that sponge does not work. If you leave your sponge dry in the sink, it will not get the grime off and the dust off and the dirt off. So you have to absorb and be here to grow. And with that mindset, lay discipleship is leadership in a way. It's leadership and evangelism, because all who follow Jesus lead others to him. We are called disciples, and the disciples lead others to Christ. Let's follow the leader. So you are the leader here, and you others will follow you. And it goes beyond the regular weekend work of volunteers. Reverend Jack Seymour was a Christian educator that tells us that our calling, our purpose, our vocation is a whole life matter of reflecting God's love for all. God calls us to respond to grace through forms of faithfulness, reaching out to others. And that's why we celebrate Laity Sunday. We're all called, we're all loved, and we are all loving. We all experience God's rescuing and redeeming, and we want to share that with all that we meet. In 1762, a few years back, John Wesley wrote a letter to a friend who had many questions about the Methodist movement of Christian perfection. He talked about sanctification. We had a big thing about that in Sunday school. Everything ties together. There is. I had a friend that once told me, there is something to this God thing. Because the Sunday school lesson, without me looking at it ahead of time, was about sanctification. And what's that other word, Sarah? Saponification. So who besides Nat and Sarah knows what that word means? Oh, not if you were in Sunday school. It means the process of making soap. So it's cleansing. It does all that. But they had a problem understanding that. It's a difficult concept. Just the word, sanctification. It makes you think, that's way beyond where I am. But you know what he said? She was worried, is that even a place we can go to? Can we even attain that except when you die and go become one of the saints? And his response was very simple. All I want you to do is be all love. This is the perfection that I believe and teach, all love. And what does that mean? Where do we start? For Wesley, all love, we are disciples through intentional, on purpose participation. You come to worship, you come to Sunday school, you volunteer at Vacation Bible School, you help with the health fair, you help with the movie night, the Halloween party, whatever it is, you do something on purpose. It's these ordinary Christ-instituted channels, which is worship, prayer, studying the scripture, taking the sacraments, doing all those things, that we can follow, that we can grow, that we can do these things. We can do all those things, and then those personal acts of love. And Christian conferencing, I said, we don't go to conferences. What's Christian conferencing? That's just being here and talking to each other at the coffee corner. Coming to Sunday school and sharing a belief or a question, and we talk about it. That is Christian conferencing. So you can tell that to your friends. You do Christian conferencing. These simple practices help those who want to recognize God, that want to have God's holy love. And there's a learning curve here. We just don't read the book and check it off and say, I'm done. I've got it. I don't have to go anywhere else. It calls for growth. And we learn something new all the time. Every new Sunday school class we take, every new lesson in the upper room that we read, every time we reread the same scripture, we may grow and learn something new. Every new person that we listen to, every sermon that we listen to and make a connection to, the hymns that we sing, you growing all the time if you're that sponge and absorbing those things. And as we grow closer to the heart of Jesus, our heart sees others better. We become more empathetic. We see others with eyes like Christ. We just don't see other people. We see them in a new light. As people or disciples with purpose, we are called to own and model what it means to follow Jesus. And we do this through all the practices that deepen our capacity to love more. When we do that, we teach our hearts to love more. We recognize our purpose and our call, a call to be all love to all people at all places that God plants me or God plants you. It's no mistake. It's not just a coincidence that God puts you in certain places. And one of the things it said, we looked at, said, and the punchline, all love means love all until all love God. So that assignment is almost never ending. It would be a wonderful place if we worked until all loved God. I don't think our work is going to end very soon. I think we have a lot of work to do in our world. Laity Sunday helps us remember that our purpose is a call to be love for the world that God loved so much that he gave us his only son. John Wesley believed we could be all love in this life. So on this Laity Sunday, let us put a little thing in our brains that we remember and celebrate the mission behind the 24/7 efforts of the all called that we are all loving. We celebrate the reality that there are no temps, no part-timers, but only love disciples. Disciples who serve and witness in deeds and words that heal and free. Don't shortchange yourself. Your job, you may just take a little spot. Some people do more things. But you do how God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit, moves you to be. That you move to serve and witness to others. That others are saved, that they're renewed. So I challenge you to go with hope through purpose. And this was another God thing. We switched anthems last week. I didn't know what the whole message was going to be yet, but listen to the words that we sang today. There are times when I long to find the meaning of my life. Well, I looked into the eyes of the people of the world, and their answer left me blinded by the light. Now, the Lord gives us gifts, and God wants us to use these talents well. If they're buried in the ground, if they're hidden and not found, then our lives are nothing more than empty shells. We have been sent by the Lord to proclaim joy and goodness of God's home. Now the blind are made to see, and the lame are made to walk, and the poor, they have the good news as their own. God calls us each by name and share the reason why he came. My brothers and my sisters, this love we shall proclaim. As children, now God calls us each by name. Amen.